location now. Right as you take the Clay Street exit there, there's a lot of police activity around an apparent shooting, so be careful in that vicinity. Things are going to be crowded for a while. If you're on the boulevard, things are still really crowded, especially between the Wetumpka Highway and the Atlanta Highway and around I-85. Be careful in the school zones. They're still in effect for a little while longer. Your speed limit is 15 miles an hour. The all-new 2019 Lexus RX 350 will be on display this Saturday at Reinhardt Lexus. No salesman, no pressure. They won't even ask your name. A technologist will be there to answer any questions you might have. Reinhardt Lexus. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
Krispy Kreme is preparing for summer with the return of their fan favorite Lemon Glazed. Available now through this Sunday at Krispy Kreme. Lemon Glazed donuts feature the perfect pairing of zesty fresh lemon and Krispy Kreme's delicious original glaze. Lemon Glazed at Krispy Kreme every day this week and served hot after 5 p.m.
Caravina Village welcomes you to a cruise that never ends. Independent senior living with semi-private suites starting at $8.99 per month based on double occupancy. Private suites from $15.49. Learn more at caravinavillage.com.
Mr. Sandman. Spring is here, my favorite time of the year, except there's no football, it's still too cold to swim, pollen. Okay, maybe it's not my favorite season, but it is a great time to buy a new mattress. My new lineups are coming in with introductory sale prices on products you won't see anywhere else in this area. Memory foams, latex, hybrids, and plain old mattresses are in stock. We still have many nice closeouts and floor samples at crazy low prices, including some Serta, Jameson, and Restonic sets. We also have a number of adjustable base floor samples discounted. A large selection of headboards and beds are on sale. Come to the store that actually tells you the price, not the payment for 5, 6, or 8 years. We have no interest financing with approved credit, but we have many nice mattress sets you can afford to pay for. Thick queen mats from $249, kings from $299. King adjustable bases from $299 while supplies last. Queen mattresses started only $99. We're open 10 to 6 Monday through Saturday with a huge inventory on hand on the Atlanta Highway in Montgomery and on Highway 14 in Millbrook, across from the Dollar General, Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores.
Caravina Village is leading the way in senior living and invites you to see for yourself how you can cruise into retirement. Learn more and schedule a tour at caravinavillage.com today.
I'm with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Something big coming up, Dot.
We sure do. It's April, so that means yard sale on April 27th.
Tell us what we can expect at the yard sale on the 27th.
A lot of furniture we've got to clean out. And so if you're looking for a dining room table or chairs or beds or whatever, this is the place to be on that day. And we've got records, books, the usual stuff.
So when does it start and how long will it go?
6 in the morning until 2. But we're usually here after that and before that. The store opens at 9.
Anything going on in the store?
Yeah, there'll be some bargains going on in the store.
That's the annual spring yard sale at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Give us the date and time, Stott.
April 27th, 6 until 2. And rain or shine. It's rained the last 2 times, so think some good thoughts. Oh, it doesn't rain.
And your regular hours of operation?
Monday through Friday, 10 until 6. Saturday, 9 to 6. And Sunday, 12:30 to 4:30.
Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
Join us today from 11:30 to 1 at Montgomery Subaru on Eastern Boulevard for our Paw It Forward Pet Drive. Drop off your pet and shelter supplies to help the River Region Humane Societies.
This is only a test. If it had been a real emergency, right now,
you'd be toast. Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Kusana, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's a standby for news.
Fox News, I'm Lillian Wu. President Trump tweeting about migrants this morning, urging Mexico to apprehend the remainder of the caravan, which he says started up through Mexico with 20,000 people. Meanwhile, new numbers out from Customs and Border Protection.
CBP tweeting this morning that the total number of border apprehensions for the first 7 months of this fiscal year 2019 is more than 418,000, surpassing the total for all of fiscal year 2018, which was just over 404,000.
Fox's Griff Jenkins. In Northern California, a driver said to have deliberately hit pedestrians last night.
Sunnyvale, California police say witnesses tell them the driver of a vehicle didn't try to swerve or stop before hitting pedestrians near a shopping center on Tuesday evening. At least 3 people were critically injured, and a 13-year-old boy is among those hurt.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. This is Fox News.
Each and every weekday morning, you tune into this radio show to hear four people and a wonder dog try to make it a commercial success. Greg Budell, how would you describe this morning show?
Good to the last drop.
Jay Scott, what do you think about your faithful listeners?
They're great.
Emily Hayes, what's that certain special thing this show has?
Personality.
Bailey, the wonder dog, is it true you might be getting your own program? And Rich Thomas, are you here to give 110%?
Oh, yeah!
They're working hard to make your day just a little easier to handle. Come join us.
We'll leave the light on for you.
Here comes three men and a lady.
How reassuring, the voice of Tom Baudette. Rich is off today. Do you miss us?
Nope.
They will have forecast in a minute at 7 minutes past 8 o'clock. I'm Greg Goodell. I am not like Rich is. Jay Scott.
Jay Scott.
And so is Emily Hayes.
Yay, fun.
In attendance. But before we go to the forecast, Ann C. This isn't Ann Coulter, is it?
No. This is Ann Carmichael.
Ann Carmichael.
Yeah, named for, you know, the road outside. No, it's not that.
Yeah, you may. I bought into that. You had me believe in that.
Gullible.
I'm sorry. Hi, Ann.
Hey, good morning. How are y'all this morning?
Well, my foot hurts, but I'm okay.
Oh.
On a behavioral basis, our boss would probably say,
bad.
But otherwise,
well, you know, I'm named after Ann Street and Carmichael Road, so there you go.
How do you like that? Wow.
Now, what I'm calling about is Mr. Sandman. We bought a mattress from Mr. Sandman.
We love hearing that.
Oh, it was wonderful. We shop all over Montgomery, and Mr. Sandman blew everybody out of the water.
You know, you mean...
And
go ahead.
That's okay. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, you know, I lived a very lean life for a lot of years, and I had my daughter, I had to think of her needs first and her college, and I went almost 20 years before I was able to buy a new mattress, and what a difference it's made in my life. So I appreciate... You don't
my
need
husband.
To... No, Emily is rolling her eyes in her head.
I didn't...
Like this.
I didn't roll my eyes. I just took a deep breath.
I'm just telling a little
exhaled.
Story here. It's a true story. Now, Ann, you
so
were
you
going
had,
to say...
Yeah, what was your experience like?
Well, my husband and I have been married 47 years.
Congratulations.
Thank you. We've never had a king-size bed.
Really?
But... Right, but we decided we needed a king-size bed after 47 years, so we went...
Needed more room,
shopped.
Did you?
we did. Well, we got two dogs.
Yep,
so there you go.
Yep. Do it to you every time.
Yep.
So we went all over Montgomery, and then we went to Mr. Sandman, and David and Dolores are the greatest people to deal with.
Right.
Yes.
Oh, they are so friendly and professional, and they worked with us, and we are in love with our new bed.
Well, that's a thank you so much for calling in and sharing that, because A, I understand, because I might as well still have a queen bed, because my cats take up part of the king bed that husband and I have, but... David and the folks at Mr. Sandman are just absolutely fantastic and just really, like you said, they're so easy to work with. And that makes,
yeah.
That's a big purchase and can be stressful at times because you're committing to that and you want to know that you got the best thing for you and you get the best value, too.
Oh, I think so, too. And, like, the bed we got, the warranty is 20 years, non-prorated.
Oh, wow.
So... I mean, you just can't beat that. And we're just real happy, and I just wanted to give them a pat on the back.
And we appreciate it, and we will let Mr. Sam in. And we talk to him tomorrow, right?
We do. We do talk to him tomorrow, but he's an
athlete. But he listens.
He listens to the show, so.
So he not only has great mattresses, he has great taste in morning radio shows.
Yes.
I was going to say, I enjoy listening to y'all every morning. Thank you so much for making my day.
As you drive along your streets.
I love that. And thank you.
No, and I love them. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Well, let's just go home now.
I mean, it
how
really,
does it get better
I mean, it does it. Let's go. Bye.
How does that get better?
Wow. Goodness.
Lord.
I did not plan that. That was not done deliberately.
No, I'm sure.
Here's the situation that I'm in.
What?
My coffee.
And she can't move.
Oh, well, the break's coming up. I'll go down and get you, freshie.
Her poor hoof.
I want to get another game of hoof. Butts get ball in today. Here's Rich.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Alabama Wholesale Lumber, serving the River Region with the best quality building materials for decades. Contractor to do-it-yourselfer. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
One more quiet day today before the next storm system begins to affect us. Today, another warm day with a high temperature in the middle 80s, partly to mostly sunny. Tonight, partly cloudy to cloudy at times, mild, overnight low 60. Tomorrow, warm again, high 82. Some widely scattered showers possible by tomorrow afternoon, then showers and thunderstorms becoming likely tomorrow night and into Friday. Can't rule out a few stronger storms. Friday's high around 80. Then look for some more nice weather to return over the upcoming week. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
On News Talk 93.1 FM, before we head down to the traffic dungeon, a reminder that if you find yourself starring one of Jeff Bilacki's reports, nobody knows the grief you're going through with a wrecked vehicle more than the Turner family. They understand the process. There's the time you lose waiting for the police to show up and to fill out tickets, report, whatever is required. Then there's the phone call to the insurance company. Is the car drivable? Well, all these things. It's a bureaucratic process. And it's, that part of it's just not going to change. So by the time your car is ready to be repaired, you want it in a place that's going to make it look as good as new, maybe better. And that is a promise that will be delivered on at Montgomery Paint and Body. The Turner family has been in business for 30 years on the boulevard at East Shirley Lane. So if your car is not drivable, have it towed there. And let them take care of business. You know, they know, too, that the inconvenience you go through. Sometimes you got to rent a car, and it's a nightmare. So at the end of all that, when they reveal your car, it's like finding the perfect Christmas tree in a forest because it looks so incredible. I've had the experience multiple times. Rich has. My friend Marianne, they had to tell her, no, that is your car. It looked so much better after they had fixed it. So they go to every effort to represent you with a vehicle that just looks amazing. 27REC with a W is the number at Montgomery Paint and Body on the Boulevard at East Shirley Lane. And don't forget, if you stop by, ask Donnie or Brandon Turner to show you the Rich Thomas Suite, which is, as places go,
fantastic.
Yeah, pinball machine and everything.
As we move on into the 8 o'clock hour, Montgomery Skywatch sees a lot of traffic jams still happening out there on the roadways. I-85 southbound is really slow starting around the Ann Street area and backing up towards the boulevard, so be careful as you head through there. We also have that traffic jam we told you about earlier between Chantilly Parkway and Taylor Road. If you're on I-65, of course, we have the slowdown around the river bridges, and there's a complication now. Right as you take the Clay Street exit there, there's a lot of police activity around an apparent shooting, so be careful in that vicinity. Things are going to be crowded for a while. If you're on the boulevard, things are still really crowded, especially between the Wetumpka Highway and the Atlanta Highway and around I-85. Be careful in the school zones. They're still in effect for a little while longer. Your speed limit is 15 miles an hour. The all-new 2019 Lexus RX 350 will be on display this Saturday at Reinhardt Lexus. No salesman, no pressure. They won't even ask your name. A technologist will be there to answer any questions you might have. Reinhardt Lexus. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
Motorcycle riders have the same rights and privileges as anyone else on the road. If you've been injured, call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Here's another Emily segment on News Talk 93.1.
Hi, hello, it's me, Emily.
Hi.
And my, I thought he was my friend, Jay.
I am your friend.
It's a lie. It's a lie.
I'm your best friend.
It is a lie. You kicked my bum foot earlier. You know what would make it feel better? Gumbo.
It was an accident, by the way.
There was not an accident. Because I said, hey, watch out. I'm stretching my foot over here. It's a bum foot today. And you went, whack.
even though the Seafood Bistro is within walking distance to the radio station, I would not be able to hobble down to 1651 Perry Hill Road to pick up my own gumbo. But you know how I could get that gumbo? A multitude of ways. I could have Jay call it in at 279-7500 and go pick it up for me when it is ready. Or I could order it online at the seafoodbistro.com and then have Jay go pick it up for me when it's ready. Or if Jay was being particularly salty today.
So far, this is your best option.
I could have a waiter deliver it to me. Order through the delivery apps just that are available that. Here in Montgomery. But if you want to check out the full menu, if you want to dine in and get that seafood bistro experience for yourself if you've never had it, or if it's been a hot minute since you've been by, go to 1651 Perry Hill Road for lunch or dinner and enjoy all the delights of the seafood bistro.
All right, now we have tickets for the Biscuits game Friday night.
Yes, we do, and we have a gift certificate to the Seafood Bistro to give away.
We're going
to
combine that.
Are we?
Yes.
Oh, because we have the power.
Dinner and a game.
Dinner and a game, and we're going to do a conundrum.
Oh?
Now you can call now.
Was there unity on the conundrum?
There was.
Yes.
I think.
Isn't that what we strive for
on unity.
This show? Yes.
Before it all fell apart.
Unity!
When did the show fall apart?
No, the unity between you and I fell apart.
It's never really been strong, Jay.
But what was there is now gone.
What was there?
What?
There is. If you are on a commercial flight, there is a 9 in 10 chance that you'll be on board with one of these. A 9 in 10 chance. One of these will be on the plane with you.
Hmm.
So,
what could it be?
Yeah. Who? What?
By the book.
Yeah. 272-9228 is the number. 272-9228. If you're on a commercial flight, there is a 9 in 10 chance that one of these is on the same flight with you. 272-9228, Seafood Bistro gift card, and tickets for the Biscuits Monday night.
Friday night,
as they take on the Birmingham Barons.
I only missed by a weekend.
And I think Friday night is also a theme night.
Yeah.
It is Pink Out the Park night.
Pink Out the Park.
Yeah.
Pink Out the Park.
Look at these lines.
Good. Let's cue them up while we get the news.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Carver High School went on lockdown Tuesday after a shooting close to the campus. Montgomery police say that shooting happened in the 3200 block of Sewanee Drive. The victim is expected to be okay. No arrests have been made. New video shows a school resource officer tasing a student at Bullitt County High School, and many parents are now concerned. The Union Springs Police Department released a statement saying that the student allegedly assaulted the officer. This incident is now under investigation. And the owner of the historic Hotel Tallahassee has appealed last month's vote by the city council to condemn the building. Mayor Johnny Hammack says there will be a public meeting on May 14th for residents to voice their opinions. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Thank you, Andrew. It's 20 minutes after 8 o'clock. We have a contest underway. It's a conundrum, and here it is. If you're on a commercial flight, there is a 9 in 10 chance that one of these is on the plane with you. And we go to Greg for the first guess.
How's it going, gang?
Hey, man.
Hey, what's up, Greg?
All right. My guess is going to be a Sky Marshal or Air Marshal.
That's a good guess.
Air Marshal, is that the answer? No, that's why this makes
a very good guess.
Yeah, it
is. I should have said pilot. Those. Yeah, pilot. Yeah.
You know, they keep talking, thanks for the call, of pilotless planes. No thanks. I've seen too many. There's a show on the Smithsonian Channel called Air Disaster. You would not believe how many incidents have been caused by software in the cockpit overrunning the pilots. You got to be an IT guy.
Yeah.
Well, that was the Boeing situation that they were having.
Amanda.
I'm going to say a crying baby.
That's a 100% chance that they give me. Crying baby. No, I'm sorry, but that's a good guess. Here is Jeff.
Hey there.
would it be a doctor?
Is there a doctor on the plane? Give me a doctor.
You got it.
That is the winning answer.
Woo-hoo. Congratulations, Jeff. Or awesome. F.A.
Yay!
That's better. Yeah, that is the correct answer, and that's good. I mean, of course, it'd be just my life, be on a plane and have some serious thing, and the doctor on board would be an optometrist. Not that there's anything wrong with optometrists.
I was about to say, what kind of doctor?
Yeah.
Proctologist.
Really?
He's got a whole song he does in the afternoon about it.
We can play it. We didn't have to wait till the afternoon to play that. Life is life.
Life is life.
I heard Baron Coleman say that, so I know.
Did you?
Yes. So hang on. You've got tickets for the Biscuits Friday night and a Seafood Bistro gift card.
That what an amazing prize combination from that your friends at New Sock.
He's still on the line, so let's say hey to William Bowie.
Yeah, I was trying to get that one, but I didn't want to just be rude and hang up. You know how it is.
Well, we know that if you were rude and hung up on that phone, you'd just call us on Facebook, so.
Well, you know, I learned something this morning. I learned two things this morning.
Hmm.
First one is never refer to a foot as a hoof unless somebody understands where you're coming from. And the other thing I learned is never use a smartphone without adult supervision.
Yeah. What the players at home don't know is that after William got off the phone with us here, my phone started ringing with a Facebook Messenger call from William B. And I don't generally take phone calls that don't come through the studio while I'm on the air.
I didn't know that was going on. It was in my pocket.
Who's this?
And I pulled it out, and it said, Emily missed a call from you. I went, no, she didn't. Oh, well. Yeah, well, you know, I know now adult supervision before I operate a smartphone, and don't refer to your feet as hooves. That's just a running joke in my family. We just call feet hooves.
It's all good.
Anyway, I apologize for that. Y'all leave her alone about her sore hoof.
Thanks.
We appreciate the call. William Boyd. Eric, good morning to you.
Hola.
Hola.
Have y'all got a guess yet?
We did get a winner. What was your guess going to be?
Defibrillator.
Close, but no cigar.
Doctor was the answer we were looking for.
The operator there.
Yep.
All right, well, thank y'all. Have a good day.
Appreciate
you too.
The call. Today is Administrative Assistance Day.
It is. Administrative Professionals Day.
You know, I'm so tired of it.
I'm sure you are, but if somebody got it wrong about you, you'd be upset. I'm just telling you, because I used to be an administrative professional. Let us not forget our humble beginnings.
You're correct. But in the 80s, it was not just today. It was Secretary's Week. That's how
it was
value.
A week, wasn't it?
Yes, and Wednesday was the big day.
But we've been delegated to you.
A day.
We did one of these. We had, I think we hosted over, I think we hosted 102 women for lunch in a ballroom at a hotel.
And open bar?
Here's the best part. We had a Bill Clinton impersonator.
Really?
Yes.
That was the best part?
And we had, no, he wasn't there. He called in.
Oh, really?
Because the impersonation was dead on. And so we had him over the speaker system, and he was hilarious. And they were just laughing away at his playful flirtatiousness. Of course, today nobody would probably do that because...
I'm sure Joe Biden would.
Somebody have a cow. Yeah, reach out and touch Joe Biden. It's 8:25. Before we head back to the traffic dungeon, to give you a little more history on this, let's go way back to the origins of what used to be called Secretary's Day. Lights.
Instructional Films from the 60s presents Secretary's Day, the precursor to Administrative Professionals Day. Look, there's Linda. She's a secretary. Linda's wearing a mini skirt, pantyhose, high heels, and a beehive hairdo loaded with Aquanet. Here comes Linda's boss. He's smoking a Salem cigarette in the office and asks Linda to get him a cup of coffee. As she turns, he pats her bottom and tells her she'll need to stay late if she wants to keep her job. He wants to give her something special for Secretary's Day. And this has been your instructional film from the 60s. Have a happy Administrative Professionals Day.
Keep the lights off because we have two of these films.
Oh.
A Britannica film as well. Remember those?
No. Yeah, sure, yes.
Anybody listening remember those?
No.
You don't remember Britannica film?
No.
Nobody remembers Britannica film.
No. Okay. Rich probably would.
Yeah. Because I'd make him remember it. He'd be lying if he didn't admit it.
Britannica Films proudly presents The History of Secretaries. Secretaries originated when primitive man discovered he could not run his cave efficiently by himself.
Miss Ong, take a slab.
Yes, Mr.
Dear God, looking forward to wheel. Evolvingly yours, Blanche.
During the Roman Empire, Secretary's duties expanded to organizing her boss's private life as well.
Ms. Toga, tell my wife I can't make the XII, but we're on for the Lions Christians game at XVI.
Today's secretary enjoys a glamorous career, including travel.
Oh, stop running, Miss Perkins. It's bigger than both of us.
Lavish gifts.
Happy Secretary's Day.
Wow, a chia pet.
Even executive decisions.
Ooh, does Mr. Honeywell take cream and no sugar, or sugar and no cream?
Ooh. Yes, we salute the overworked, underappreciated secretary. An important cog in today's corporate machine. Putting up with her boss, the biggest asset to her company.
Wow, it's 8:28 already. So the Busta Camp News and Views is closing in. The other day I had a question about prescription, and it's so nice to call up My Adams Drugs of the 12. Mine's the one on Vaughn Road, east of Taylor, and ask for the pharmacist, Lamar, who I've really gotten to know. I've been an Adams Drugs customer for 6 years now. And I'm really glad I made the switch. A, because you know the people that are they're supervising your medicines and can answer questions, whether it's about side effects of a medication. You know, the previous time I made a call like that was about erythromycin when I had the pneumonia thing. Because I wasn't feeling normal. You know, I felt like it was in somebody else's body. Mm. And talked to him about it and found out that is a very common type of it. It's a powerful drug. So at least I knew it's better than having doubt. Of course, at Adams Drugs, you get that. And I use the word Mayberry-esque. Because that's the way it is. You see that everybody knows everybody. There's a feeling of familiarity, even if you've never been to one. So if you're just another face in a crowd at a big box store pharmacy chain and nobody has time to answer questions or give you that kind of personal service, try Adams Drugs. They'll fight for every penny on those copays, and they're available. And what more can I say? They have gift shops at many or most of the locations, the Emily B.
That's right, such a good name.
Yes, and there's one right across from Baptist East as well. And they're very seasonal. So, man, I would stop by just to check out some of the Easter merchandise that I'm sure is discounted right now at that location or the one up the street from us at Carmichael and Perry Hill Road. Go to adamsdrugs.net to find the one nurse, Drew. Keith.
Hey, I was going to let you know, Greg, I messaged you a list of the state holidays.
Oh, I did get that.
Oh, fun.
Okay, good. So you can see when it's dead, you can see all of the state workers still in the bed.
Yeah, I did get that, and I will pop that up. I think, are we done? Did we give away all our stuff? Okay. I will get into that in a little bit here. Appreciate the effort on your part.
All right, buddy. Bye.
Thanks. At 8:31, 29 minutes before 8 o'clock, let's hit the traffic dungeon.
Montgomery. Montgomery Skywatch, taking a final look at our traffic for a Wednesday morning, and things seem to have returned to a normal traffic flow. Still stop and go on the boulevard. Traffic's moving along pretty well there. If you're on the interstates, we don't see anything that will really slow you down. Just be careful with the traffic around you. If the 31s are part of your morning commute, everything looks great out there. Just be careful, and we will check in with you this afternoon. Festival Plaza is the center of shopping for East Montgomery with a bright, fresh new look. Shop the Nail Studio, World Finance, ABC Store, and more. They're at the corner of Taylor and Vaughn, another great McClinton & Company development. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
If you've been injured in an accident and you need a ride, we will pick you up and bring you to the Vance Law Firm. Just dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Well, we missed Rich this morning, but how are we sounding minus you?
Sucks.
Well, we appreciate your honesty. No, I'm kidding, of course. Rich will rejoin us tomorrow morning. Right now at 8:32...
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits. Good home time and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Dr. Sam did a nice job on it, didn't he?
Great.
Rich Thomas Weather.
One more quiet day today before the next storm system begins to affect us. Today, another warm day with a high temperature in the middle 80s, partly to mostly sunny. Tonight, partly cloudy to cloudy at times, mild, overnight low 60. Tomorrow, warm again, high 82. Some widely scattered showers possible by tomorrow afternoon, then showers and thunderstorms becoming likely tomorrow night and into Friday. Can't rule out a few stronger storms. Friday's high around 80. Then look for some more nice weather to return over the upcoming week. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Interested in making some spring renovations? Check out a home equity line of credit from ASC Credit Union. ASC Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender. ASC Credit Union, 9 locations, or online at yourasecu.com.
As Keith just told us over the phone, here's the list of Alabama state holidays for which workers get the day off with compensation. New Year's Day, we get that.
Yeah.
January 23rd, Robert E. Lee and Martin Luther King's birthdays. What do they call that? Odd couple day? That's kind of...
So far, I've got one out of, what, four that you just mentioned that we get off to?
February 18th was George Washington Thomas Jefferson's birthday. Now, it doesn't apply here, but March 5th, Baldwin and Mobile counties got Mardi Gras Day.
Listen, let me tell you why. One, because they should. Two, because parade traffic and rerouting. I mean, you can't do anything in downtown Mobile.
Oh, it's all about getting drunk.
Can I have a ball of vodka?
That is not exactly what everything is about. And you know what? Yeah, I think the whole state should have Mardi Gras Day off if you want to know the truth. Laissez-les bon temps rouler.
I had to give you a hard time about that
one. Of course you did. But yes, I think the whole state should have Mardi Gras Day off since Mobile is the birthplace of Mardi Gras.
Monday, we got Monday, but we noticed about halfway through the show, it's quiet. The roads are slow. By the way, I-85 southbound looked delayed when I was out there checking traffic earlier.
You were smoking.
Confederate Memorial Day. That's another one. Then we have Memorial Day, May 27th.
Do we get that day?
We get that day.
All right, so two so far.
Notice it's a long stretch from New Year's Day to Memorial Day.
Yeah, go ahead.
Jefferson Davis's birthday on June 3rd. I'm surprised the media around the country hasn't hounded us into changing it.
I'm not trying to start anything, but if you get Confederate Memorial Day off, then of course you're going to get Jefferson Davis.
No, I understand. Look, I've read 1984. I'm against the erasure of history, period. 4th of July.
Yes, because I do the Prattville Parade on those days.
Yeah, and that's my favorite.
That one's good, yeah.
Labor Day, September the 2nd.
Do we get that one?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Not that we really consider what we do here work.
One, two, three, four.
Then October 14th, Columbus Day, Fraternal Day, American Indian Heritage Day. On October 14th, we do not get that off. Veterans Day,
Elizabeth
November 13th.
Warren does, though.
Oh, yeah. She celebrates all three.
So five so far that we get off?
Veterans Day, November 13th, we do not, but we always dedicate that day on the air to veterans.
We don't
veterans.
Get Veterans Day off?
No.
Okay, so we're back to four.
Thanksgiving, November 28th.
We get that day off?
Yes.
All right.
And five. We get the day after. And often do if there's another holiday. That, six. Like the, if the 4th of July is on a Thursday, they'll work it for so as to get Friday off. Rosa Parks Day, December 1st. It's a commemoration only. It's not a paid day. So then there's Christmas.
Okay. So we're about six.
That's what I told you yesterday.
Six. Oh, I should have listened.
I'm sorry. Jay had to leave the room to do a very nice thing for his friend Emily. And now Emily has to do a nice thing for me.
Here's another Emily segment on News Talk 93.1.
Hi, hello, it's me, Emily, here to tell you about Dr. Jeff Pasley and Millbrook Family Chiropractic. Located on Highway 14 and twice a day, Millbrook, 285-8483 is how to get in touch with them. And you can also check them out online at millbrookchiropractor.com, where you can kind of get an idea for the way that Dr. Pasley will get you on the road to wellness.
On the road to wellness.
Chiropractic services include the spinal and extremity adjusting. That's to relieve a lot of pressure. It's the adjustment that you always hear talked about with the chiropractic services. But to follow up on those things that can help provide immediate and pretty quick relief, you've got to do some exercises that are involved to keep up your flexibility. And, you know, there's also the positive attitude and spirit that goes into your general health. So if you don't want to be taking a bunch of pain medication just to get through the day, if you've had something that's just been bothering you forever, go see Dr. Jeff Pasley. Get to the bottom of it and get on the road to wellness. Again, 285-8483 is how to get in touch with them. Very flexible scheduling available for you. So call them today. Don't delay. 285-8483.
I don't have it here.
What a day of accomplishment this has been. We got the state holidays and everything else coming up. Our next chore will be to bring you today's...
Oh, I have good news.
Do you want it or you want to see if you want it?
I have good news for you, Greg.
What?
The 16-ounce coffee cups are back.
Oh. I'm going to go down and celebrate. Pick it up. Where's my lighter?
Montgomery Skywatch taking a final look at our traffic for a Wednesday morning, and things seem to have returned to a normal traffic flow. Still stop and go on the boulevard. Traffic's moving along pretty well there. If you're on the interstates, we don't see anything that will really slow you down. Just be careful with the traffic around you. If the 31s are part of your morning commute, everything looks great out there. Just be careful, and we will check in with you this afternoon. Festival Plaza is the center of shopping for East Montgomery with a bright, fresh new look. Shop the Nail Studio, World Finance, ABC Store, and more. They're at the corner of Taylor and Vaughn, another great McClinton and Company development. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
Get the tiger on your side and get the money you deserve. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. New video shows a school resource officer tasing a student at Bullitt County High School, and many parents are now concerned. The Union Springs Police Department released a statement saying that the student allegedly assaulted the officer. This incident is now under investigation. Carver High School went on lockdown Tuesday after a shooting close to the campus. Montgomery police say that shooting happened in the 3200 block of Sewanee Drive. The victim is expected to be okay. No arrests have been made. And the owner of the historic Hotel Tallahassee has appealed last month's vote by the city council to condemn the building. Mayor Johnny Hammack says there will be a public meeting on May 14th for residents to voice their opinions. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Have you seen, since we're news is serious, some of the 2020 candidates are endorsed? Who was it yesterday that said the Boston terror bomber, the cutie pie that was on the cover of Rolling Stone, the Boston Marathon bomber?
Yeah.
That guys like that should be given the vote. And I'm thinking, no. I remember in elementary school when they were teaching us civics, when they used to teach that, that if you commit a crime, and it's a federal crime, you go to jail, the felony, that you lose your right to vote for the rest of your life. it's supposed to be one of the incentives, but beyond the threat of punishment, to not do certain things.
Yeah.
And a couple of Kamala Harris. Well, yeah, we need to discuss. No, we don't. Bernie Sanders. No, we don't need to discuss that. I mean, is that your constituency? Murderers?
I don't understand. If you can't live by the laws of the land that you're in, then why do you
should
get
lose
to
your
vote
right to shape
those,
them? Period.
Yeah,
it's insulting to the people that gave up so much to protect those laws, too.
I'm going to move to the country.
Eat a lot of peaches?
Yeah.
8:41 is the time. Our Morning Maroon nominees are next.
I'm Johnny Sullivan from Sinclair's on Vaughn Road.
I'm a fan of brunch, Johnny, but I've never thought of Sinclair's as a brunch place. What do you have to offer brunch-wise?
Well, we give you a glass of champagne with each egg order, each Benedict, you know, any one of them. We got about eight different ones. You know, traditional eggs Benedict, crab cakes and eggs, steak and eggs. We do a traditional scrambled egg breakfast.
Say someone in our party is not a huge breakfast person. Is the regular menu available?
Besides our brunch, we offer fried chicken and vegetables and stuff like that as an addition for somebody that wants more of a home-cooked meal.
It all sounds fantastic. Are there special hours for brunch on Saturday and Sunday?
It's very popular. Theoretically open at 11 o'clock, but I usually open the doors about a quarter till because there's always somebody in the parking lot trying to get in from church.
Saturday and Sunday brunch, an outstanding traditional menu, live music. It's easy to understand why Sinclair's is a Montgomery tradition. Located at Taylor and Vaughn and open 7 days a week. We'll see you there, Johnny.
I'm Johnny Sullivan. I'm from Sinclair's Restaurant, and I'd like to invite you for lunch and dinner.
Pick the speed you need and save big. No two businesses are exactly the same. That's why WOW Business offers different internet speed tiers to all types of businesses. We'll help you choose a solution that best suits your business needs and your budget. For a limited time, get our best price ever. Up to 1 gig of speed for $199 a month. Visit wowforbusiness.com and find out how much you can save. Offer for new customers. 2-year agreement required. Subject to change. Restrictions apply.
Hey, it's Lyle for Marguerite's. Yes, we have Master Jeweler and Saft. Yes, we have graduate GIA gemologists. Yes, we're American Gem Society. Yes, we're partners with De Beers. We have all these things to give you the best possible service, best possible product at Marguerite's. And the best thing of all, it doesn't cost anything more. Actually, it costs less. We're going to be lower priced than anyone else for a higher quality product put together the proper way at Marguerite's. At Marguerite's, we make it. Come see us. We're in the Pepper Tree Shops. We're open 7 days a week. Thank you very much.
Hey, kids.
Hi.
Mom, seriously, thank you for taking them off my hands for a few days. I desperately needed the uninterrupted time to catch up on housework.
Oh, sweetheart, it's not a problem at all. I'm worried about you, though. Working so hard, shuffling the kids around.
I'm okay, Mom. I just need some catch-up time every once in a while. It's hard to clean when Asher needs a sandwich and Holden has flushed Kira's doll clothes and the cat has yacked up a hairball on the freshly mopped floor, all of which happened the day you so graciously came to the rescue. I don't know how you did it when we were young.
I had help. Here it is.
Southern Bell's Cleaning Service, 546-0715.
Call Callant. The estimate's free. Let them help you by taking something off your plate, like cleaning the house. Who do you think's cleaning my house this very minute?
They're on time, bring their own supplies, do everything from full-service residential to post-construction cleanup. Southern Bell's Cleaning Service, 546-0715. Find them on Facebook at Southern Bell's Cleaning River Region.
Join us today from 11:30 to 1 at Montgomery Subaru on Eastern Boulevard for our Paw It Forward Pet Drive. Drop off your pet and shelter supplies to help the River Region Humane Societies.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
This is CNN.
You remember a couple years ago we were sitting here and we were talking about that exploding phone. Well, now Samsung has another high-profile phone launch and another major issue with their device.
It burst into flames.
It looks like a fireball.
As if that wasn't freaky enough, it will be tested to see if, in fact, it has rabies.
Plus, flesh-eating bacteria.
Are you kidding me? I just know that it smells terrible. Wow.
The company says they're encouraged by the excitement around the Galaxy Fold, but the device needs further improvements.
You think?
And when we continue, 62 people are dead after a real-life hungry hippo devours a boat full of tourists. We'll have team coverage.
Time now for Baumhauer's winning word of the day.
Oh, how exciting.
And the winning word of the day is...
tailgate. You know, you can... can tailgate indoors, and you should, when you're celebrating Administrative Professional Assistant Person Day.
Administrative Professionals Day. And I get very sensitive about this because continue with your spot, please.
Feed those incredible professionals who have helped keep your business.
They're the glue that keeps businesses together.
Running like a machine. You'd be lost without them, so...
Oft overlooked.
Pick up a party tray of multiple different types of Baumhauer's Great Wings, including those new ones we were talking about earlier, the fire-roasted wings.
Right, yeah.
I'm going to try those tonight with the garlic parmesan, grated parmesan, and caramelized onions. Crispy coating on the outside. They sound phenomenal.
Oh, nice.
And that's at Baumhauer's. So sometime between 3 and 6 this afternoon, I will ask you to be caller 9 at 272-9228 with the word... tailgate, and if you are, you'll win lunch for two at Baumhauer's Victory Grill locations on the Boulevard, or you can take it downtown to the RSA building at 201 Park in climate-controlled comfort and enjoy a great meal. Breakfast, too, by the way, from 7 a.m. till 10 every day. Mm. So if you love those Baumhauer-sized portions, give it a shot. You'll really love it. Let's get former Secretary of State Jean Carre.
In America, you have a right... to be stupid.
You got a right to be stupid. People exercise that right each and every day. We present for your consideration today's Morning Maroon nominees. All right. I hate to blow everybody's illusion, including yours, Joe, about the viral Easter Bunny fight video the other day.
I'm going to guess it was a stage thing.
No.
Oh.
No. Turns out that the Easter Bunny, who a guy dressed in an Easter Bunny costume and a pretty good one. Turns out he's a 20-year-old guy named Antoine McDonald. Now he goes in and he wails on the guy who was in the brawl with the woman. Turns out he was a person of interest in a carjacking and two armed robberies in Florida.
Oh, man.
And he's been arrested several times in the past for violent armed robberies. There was a warrant out for him.
Ooh!
Wah, wah.
So you've got to be dumber than a box of hammers to get yourself in a situation where police are likely to show up.
He might have been drinking.
And they're going to want to know who you are, and they always check. So that's nominee number one. We go to New York. Police in Rotterdam are looking for two guys who pulled off a robbery at Walmart. One of the guys bought three laptops and paid cash, but then asked for the cash back to count it because he said he gave the cashier too much. When the cashier gave him the money, that's when his friend sprang into action. The guy's friend started dancing like a fool, which got the cashier's attention, so the guy with the money hit the road with the cash and the laptops. Now, they have multiple surveillance footage angles on these guys, and they do expect to catch them, but that's a new approach to robbery. And for those of you who do work with as cashiers, don't let that happen to you. And our third nominee is a fugitive, just like the Easter Bunny guy, 64-year-old man from Salzburg, Austria. 10.5 years ago, he broke out of prison. He escaped to Tenerife, part of the Canary Islands.
Yeah.
What is that known for, by the way, Tenerife?
That thing that y'all talk about.
The two jumbo jets that crashed into each other. Yeah. Off the coast of West Africa, it has some of the most incredible beaches in the world and a dangerous airport. Draws a lot of tourists. That was the problem, because on Saturday night he showed up in Salzburg with two suitcases, walked up to a cop and said, "I'm a fugitive." The police said he decided he'd rather be back in jail than in Tenerife, because Tenerife is not as nice as it used to be, and he'd lived there long enough, so he was
arrested.
And taken back to prison in Austria.
There's a really grumpy man.
I don't know how I feel about him. I think it's the bunny.
I do too, because you just look. An unpaid ticket.
They gotcha.
An expired tag. That happened to a buddy of mine. I get a call at 3 in the morning one day. I said, "Where are you?" He said, "I'm in jail." He had not renewed the tag on the car, and the police took him in.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to pay attention to the small deals, because they could actually be more troublesome. But I agree, the bunny has got to be there.
What a maroon. What an ignoramus.
That's a bunny punny. All right, news and views coming up at 8:51. if you're interested in something reliable and pre-owned, you can always take somebody's word that's trying to sell a pre-owned vehicle. Oh, sure, I've taken great care of it. Oh, sure, you know. And what have you got if everything goes wrong? Nothing. When you go to Jack Ingram, the first thing you know when you start browsing their inventory, whether you're looking at something relatively inexpensive or something that's just about brand new, that's how I bought my Rogue. It had 1,700 miles on it. I was able to extend, not only got the original 36,000 miles of warranty coverage, but I was able to extend it to 100 for just a few bucks a month. You can also shop that way as well. Let somebody else pay the depreciation. But when they put their name on the back end of any vehicle at Jack Ingram, you can count on a couple of things. One, the mechanics have been through it inside and out, and they have checked that car 17 ways from Sunday to make sure there's no problems lurking under the hood. It's not good for business when somebody comes back with a car that broke down. So that's number one. Two, the vehicle history and the condition of the body. Gleaming, beautiful, almost showroom new. And, of course, an interior that, well, we bought Subaru Outback.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think I've seen a nicer interior on a new car than the one on that one. The owner had taken great care of it, and Tip Tames tipped us off. We just got this in. Take a look. We bought it. In fact, we bought five times from Tip and the team at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars, 235 Northeastern Bypass, or go on jackingram.com, shop by price range, style, type of vehicle, model, whatever. The world is yours at jackingram.com.
United for your comfort.
Shane is here from United, number one in the River Region when it comes to your indoor comfort. What's going on at United?
We have some new and improved financing available. It is quick, simple, and we can get you qualified in just a couple of minutes.
Get a new efficient system with monthly payments as low as $90 and with no down payment. The process is fast and hassle-free. Call today and ask about the new financing program.
Locally owned and operated with well over 300 years combined experience, United takes care of thousands of families in the River Region every year. Call for a free estimate and let us educate you on all the latest technology.
Free estimates, affordable pricing, new finance options, dependable service teams, and the latest technology. It's no surprise United is number one in the River Region. Stop throwing money away and call United today, 262-0247.
Or visit unitedheating.net and check us out on Facebook.
Alabama certification number 84560.
United for your comfort.
Join us today from 11:30 to 1 at Montgomery Subaru on Eastern Boulevard for our Paw It Forward Pet Drive. Drop off your pet and shelter supplies to help the River Region Humane Societies.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group with an updated market report for real estate in the River Region. Sales for new and existing homes are up for our area. So far this year, sales and demand are up over 12% from the same time last year. The supply of homes is down 9% for 2019 over last year due to the fact that homes are selling faster, not staying on the market as long as they were last year. The buyers in the market now seek homes in stable areas that have been updated, clean, and well kept. Buyers in this market tend to shy away from as-is properties because of the expense of updating and upgrading the home after the closing. Buyers will pay more, research has shown, if owners repaint, upgrade appliances, professionally stage, and clean the home prior to the time they put them on the market. For an updated market report for your home, all you have to do is call the Real Estate Source, the Goodson Group, 551-0225, or email me personally, bogoodson@charter.net.
Krispy Kreme is preparing for summer with the return of their fan favorite lemon glaze. Available now through this Sunday at Krispy Kreme. Lemon glaze donuts feature the perfect pairing of zesty fresh lemon and Krispy Kreme's delicious original glaze. Lemon glazed at Krispy Kreme every day this week and served hot after 5 p.m.
Live local talk, the River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Today is Wednesday.
Wednesday?
Definitely Wednesday, but in case you forgot,
the sun is shining.
Sun's shining.
Yep, sun is shining.
It's Wednesday. That's your favorite day.
But today, the sun is shining.
The sun is shining.
Today is a great day.
Great day today. Lots of sunshine.
Today is such a great day.
Think positive.
Positive thinking for you.
Think positive thoughts.
TGI Hump Day, huh?
It's showtime.
Hey, everybody, it's 8:56. I was just telling Jay and Emily. Father's Day's killing us.
That's right.
That's right. And I really want to thank the publisher of Boom Magazine, Jim Watson, who is so patient with me because I really, you know, it's Boom Magazine. It's I see it all over town. My column is in there. I want it to be just right.
Yes. And sometimes that's down to the wire writing.
Yeah, it is. And I don't know if that's because I actually write better under pressure. I hate it because it takes some of the fun out of it. I love to write. That's my when I get a compliment on a magazine column, and I frequently do, believe it or not, that makes me feel, because writing was my first love.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know that on my first day of college, in ancient times, they used to call the writing classes rhetoric, R-H-E-T-O. You hear the word rhetoric,
mm-hmm.
But it was actually a class.
Ours was creative writing, I think is what it was called.
In Illinois, it was rhetoric 101 and 102 if you wanted a liberal arts degree. But on the first day of class, they gave us an assignment.
You got a liberal arts degree?
Well, I have.
Do you ever listen in the afternoon? He didn't finish.
Well, no, but here's the thing. I forget how many hours I needed for a mass communication degree. That was my major. I had them all done by the end of my sophomore year, and guess what? I made money on those classes because I do projects and then turn that I was hired by radio stations to do, and then turn them in,
mm-hmm.
just tweak them a little bit, and I get an A. All A's, perfect, 4.0 grade average in anything to do with mass communication.
But then here comes Sticks.
Then there was geology and.
Geology?
See, I can't even say geology. And all this other crap they make you take. German for 2 years. Guten Tag. I didn't get it. And I almost got expelled for getting caught cheating.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
How'd you cheat?
How do you not know this story?
Well, sometimes he's busy, too.
I just don't, for whatever
is
reason.
Is this not the, stop trying to talk about how you didn't pay attention to me on Monday.
The only reason I didn't get expelled is because I owned it.
Yes, you have heard this story. Don't screw around with me. You've heard this story about how he was going to get, he told on himself because.
Well, he got caught.
He got caught, but they were both going to get in trouble, but it wasn't the other guy's fault. And so Greg said, this is what happened, this is what's up. And they let you retake it, right?
Well, he said, I could expel you, but I'm going to let you take the final. What I didn't know when he told me that, I was very grateful, is that in this auditorium where the test took place, everybody else is staggered one seat open. I'm in the last row. in the upper. There was no way, not even with binoculars, could I look at somebody else. I don't even know that I passed it, but I got through it.
I got a C.
I don't remember
the
story.
See, I pay attention to you. You're not remembering about husband's kidney stone. That's fine.
I've been here for...
Mark it down because I know you'll never forget.
I've been here for 19 years, 14 with him, and I'm sure some of the stories slipped through cracks.
I mean, if I had talked about aerial disaster...